Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. This week on Climate and Community, we revisit our conversation with the leader of Hollowell Climate Action, Hillary Neckels.
I'm a coastal ecologist. I've seen loss in response to sea level rise and ocean warming. I've seen it from a science perspective, but I've also seen it from a community perspective. I spent my career responding to all sorts of anthropogenic impacts, climate change being one of them. Translating that to a local level really was a logical step because I care about my community. All of us, your community, Hollowell, our adjacent communities, we care about each other and we care about our place. How can I take what I did professionally, I'm retired now, how can I take that learning, implement it in a way that helps a place that I love? And this is a place to combine those interests and expertise.
Hillary shared that while her motivation stems from her appreciation for her community, her support for local climate action extends to groups throughout the state. She went on to describe her participation in Local Leads the Way, a group established by Climate to Thrive to connect climate leaders and to support emerging community-led initiatives.
We are a part of Local Leads the Way, where we get to engage with people who are leading similar efforts across Maine. We learn from each other about things that we could be doing differently or ways that we could perhaps help other communities get a similar project off the ground.
I asked Hillary about her experience leading collaborations that have exposed more people to conversations about climate action and sustainability.
What I find is that the opportunity to grow across municipal boundaries comes with experience. We are now in our third year of leading a Window Dressers event. Window Dressers is a nonprofit that supports communities in constructing insulating window inserts as interior-mounted storm windows. We held our first one across a municipal boundary, Hollowell Conservation Commission and Manchester Conservation Commission. We had space. They already had worked with Window Dressers to get a date. So we did it together for 2 years. Well, this year, we have partnered with Augusta, with our state capital, because we've been doing it long enough that some Augusta residents participated. A member of their conservation commission happened to be volunteering. The result is we now have a Tri-City partnership, the capital area community build. From my experience, that scaling up has always been grassroots eagerness and willingness to work together and make something better.
While Hollowell Climate Action has taken the lead on building collaborative momentum, they have also joined in to support movements that others have started, like the Repair Cafe initiative.
We hosted our first Repair Cafe in the spring. Every step in the production and use process of all of our goods creates emissions, from constructing things to transporting things to throwing things away and having them decompose in a landfill. All of those produce emissions. We learned how to hold a repair cafe. We had a roaring successful first event. We had probably 40 participants with things from lamps that now people do not have to throw away because now they turn on again, to electrical appliances, from vacuum cleaners with cords that wouldn't retract, to a KitchenAid mixer that wouldn't work anymore, to chairs that were going to be thrown away when they just needed some repair. And so people were really excited. The fixers had a blast. People got to know people that they had only passed on the street or never even seen before. And now, astoundingly, people are coming to us. I've had two different communities in the last month come to us because they heard about our repair cafe and ask us, how do you do it? And I'm so thrilled to share information that we learned from other people. And that's all from grassroots interest, eagerness, and willingness to make things happen.
In the past 3 years, Hillary has learned a lot about local climate leadership. She shared her biggest advice for those looking to get a group started in their own community.
Connect. Connect with people who are already doing it. Give me a call. Give any other participant of Local Leads the Way a call and have someone come in and talk to your community. That's number one. But connect with other people. That's equally important. It doesn't take more than a handful. Every leadership team is a handful of people. So there are people like you that want to make a difference. And once you've got three people sitting around, you can make things happen.
This has been Climate and Community with the Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.